Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Take it away, Julie!
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. We are here on this absolutely amazing Wednesday morning. If you are in the Pacific Standard Time, if you are in a different time zone or a different country, obviously you're in a different time zone. Welcome to the show. We have a great topic today. And depending on where you live, is going to apply to the application of how this show is going to impact you. What we're going to be discussing is teaching at home. Now, I don't know, it's going to vary again depending on what state you're living in, what the situation is with schools opening back up or schools not being open or schools being open part-time or maybe just for one day a week or whatever. I've heard so many different stories on what's going on with the school system. Now, I'm out here in California, so obviously what we've got going on here is going to be different than some of perhaps the Midwest states that maybe not have as much as of an issue with the current quarantine or the current COVID restrictions. And you may be in a different country. You know, I have people in South America that listen to this program. I have people in the UK and in Australia and in different areas of the world that listen to this program. So depending on where you're at, today's show it's still going to apply to you even if you're not schooling your kids at home under the current situation, because I'm going to give you great tips on parenting in general. But I'm also going to really share some of the experience that I've had on homeschooling my kids. And I'm going to get to that in just a minute, tell you a little bit about that story, as well as some of the neuroscience of what you need to manage in your own brain while you are doing all of this teaching at home or just parenting kids. Either way, it's going to be beneficial. So I hope you stay on through the whole show. Take all these tips that I'm going to give you today and apply them in your life and with you and your children. So this is kind of the Brain Lady Speaks schooling at home or parenting edition, right? Now, it's going to be because of the topic, because it is something that it's very complicated, right? For a lot of people, this is a big challenge. So we're going to be doing several shows. We're going to be doing some YouTube videos, some LinkedIn videos, some Facebook videos on the YBM homeschool support page on Facebook, just to kind of give parents a little bit of extra assistance on what they're going through right now with the current situation, health situation and COVID. So this show is being recorded during the summer of 2020. Now, these shows are evergreen, so I'm saying that in case you're listening in 2 years from now and you're wondering, why is she talking about COVID? Well, this is all taking place during the COVID restrictions, limitations, new way of living or adjusted way of living that we are all going through at the moment. And one of the groups of people that have been hardest hit, not necessarily from a financial point, it may have been from a financial point, but really been hardest hit on an emotional level, are parents. Because all of a sudden, one of the things that happened is schools closed. Schools closed, and all of a sudden, you are dealing with having to teach your kids at home or having your kids at home while perhaps you were an essential worker and you are pulling double duty because you're out doing your job and then coming home and, you know, schooling your kids, or you are at home working from home and trying to juggle that situation of making sure the kids are doing their schoolwork and managing your own job. So we're going to discuss a lot of these different things as we go through the next few weeks, kind of how to manage them. But the first thing that I want to say, and it is so important, it needs to be at the very top of your brain, is to breathe. Just breathe. As I was discussing and describing what we were going to be talking about, there is a possibility that your shoulders are now at your ears and you are just like, oh my goodness, I'm so stressed out. Well, as the brain lady, you know, and I've talked about this on different programs. If you missed one, I did one just a few weeks ago on dealing with and managing the stress that you might be feeling at this particular time during the quarantine. I talked about how important breathing is. When I do my presentations to corporates on managing stress in the workplace, one of the first things that I teach the workers is to breathe. So do it right now. Just take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And just kind of let your shoulders settle down, roll them back, open up that rib cage, take another deep breath and let it out. And I'm going to tell you, this is your best tip or trick or aid in managing any kind of stress, but especially in managing the stress on the topic that we're discussing today. If you want to, go back and listen to the show that I did on managing stress. I talk about the amygdala and I talk about what happens in the brain when you are going in, when your brain is in overload and fear, fight, flight, conserve, withdraw, all of those things that go on and are controlled in the subconscious portion of the brain, the automated portion of the brain. The first thing that it does is it steals all the oxygen from the thinking portion of your brain, and it shuts down your prefrontal cortex, or very limits the ability of your prefrontal cortex to function at its max. Well, in any stressful situation, the part of the brain that you absolutely want to be at 100% is the prefrontal cortex. And one of the best ways to re-engage that section of your brain, this is the higher thinking portion of the brain. This is the portion of the brain where you problem solve, where you manage, where you think consequences of actions. Very important section of the brain. And one of the best ways to re-engage it is just through deep breathing. So keep that in mind. At any time when you are faced with any stressful situation, just taking a few seconds and doing some nice deep breaths, 5 or 6 nice deep breaths, it's going to re-engage your brain, get that higher thinking portion of your brain back into gear, and that's going to assist you in being able to work through the problems. So this is going to be the biggest thing that you fall back on every single day of your life when you're dealing with this topic of teaching at home. Now, as you are going through all of these emotions that you may be feeling, you're going to need to manage those and de-stress. So go through, listen to the other show, go through the different tips to keep your brain and keep your body out of a high stress. Because if you are schooling at home, if you're not thinking with your whole brain, your kids are going to feel that, right? You know it. I know it. We all know it. You've walked into a room where people have been arguing or there have been a tense interaction between two people, and they don't have to say anything. You don't have to see anything. You can just feel it, right? You just feel the extra tension in the air. Well, guess what? Your kids can feel that too. And trust me, you don't want those little guys and gals feeling that, because they will run with it. They will either use it against you or it will wig them out. And then they'll be overly stressed. And that's going to make it even more difficult for you to manage the high tension of this situation. So keep your brain, remember, you're the adult, keep your brain as de-stressed as you possibly can by keeping that brain open, keeping it oxygenated, keeping it well rested, all of the different things that you need to take care of you, that's going to be your first tip. That's going to be the first thing that you want to understand and to keep in mind every day that you're dealing with this program, with whatever situation you are individually having with your schooling at home. So that's number one. Number two, and I'm going to go through these pretty fast because I've got a lot I want to cover. I want to keep this show to about 30 minutes. And that's why we're doing several of them on this topic over the next few weeks. But the next thing is you want to be sure that you keep open communication with your kids. Our kids are a whole lot smarter than what we think they are. We oftentimes think, well, they can't handle all of this information. Well, you're better off giving them the full picture than letting them draw conclusions on their own. Be completely, if you haven't already, and hopefully you already have discussed the current situation and what's going on in the world with the pandemic, kids can handle a lot more than what we think they can. Now, I'm not saying cry on their shoulder, right? I'm not saying throw emotionally things on them, but I'm saying with age appropriate, right? Because you're going to have this conversation completely different with a 13-year-old than you are with a 6-year-old. So make it age appropriate, but be open with them. Explain to them, look, this is what's going on. This is the situation. And in order to keep our family protected, keep other families protected, whatever your opinion is on the situation, don't throw heavy emotion on them, but you know, keep them in the know as this is why this is going on, because the government has decided that it is in the best health or the best interest of everyone, teachers, students, parents, that you not be going to school every day on site. So have that conversation with them. Again, age appropriate, but let them know what's going on, because if you're holding it all inside and you and your spouse or you and your significant other are whispering in the corner or in your bedroom, they're going to pick up words and they're going to pick up emotions and they're going to draw their own conclusions, and you don't want that. So have that open discussion with your kids. Let them know this is what we're facing. And for this reason, we are going to be schooling at home. If you haven't already had this conversation with them, because a lot of you have already been schooling at home for the last couple of months or last few months, depending on where you were at. But we're going to have a conversation with them and tell them we are going to continue, but we're going to have it in a little bit more structure. We're going to make it work as a school at home. All right. So have that conversation if you haven't already had it. The next point is take the pressure and stress off of you. Because a lot of times that little I can't do this voice starts chattering in your brain. And you're like, oh, I can't do this. I don't know how to teach. I'm not a teacher. I don't know. I can't do advanced math. I don't know anything about history. I'm the worst speller on the face of the earth, right? Silence that voice, because you will have, no matter what program you decide to use, and we're going to discuss that next, no matter what program you decide to use, you are going to have plenty of aids in your hands. Whether that is a tutor, an online tutor, just a teacher's manual. You know, when I would get my all of my curriculum for my kids or for the school year, I would have, say, their math books. And guess what? I also got the teacher's edition with all the correct answers in it and all of the explanations on how to do the lesson plans, right? So you've got this. The main responsibility on your shoulders isn't going to necessarily be how to explain this math problem to your child. It's going to be more about how to create the atmosphere that is healthy for their brain. It's going to be about how do you manage that schooling environment. You're going to have all of the resources you need. And trust me, those resources are just blowing up online right now. When I was teaching my kids at home, now, quick background on me, I taught my three boys. I have three boys. They are now 27, 30, and 32. And I taught all three of them from kindergarten through graduation at home. It's doable and fairly sane, depending on who you talk to, right? You might ask them and they say, oh, no, she's as kooky. No, point is that it's doable. It's doable and you can survive and your family can survive. And one of the greatest things about it is that the main thing you want to do is create an environment that fosters learning. You want to create a positive influence on them, an encouraging influence on them. So when they're frustrated, you can't get frustrated too. That's when you're the adult and you step in and you go, it's okay. We're going to deal with this from a different situation. And I'm going to give tips on the actual teaching portion of it on future shows. But right now, I just want you to keep in mind that it's not as big of an issue as you think it is. You are naturally a teacher. I want you to just think about for the moment, if you are not driving, if you are sitting down and listening to this, write down all of the different things that you have already taught your children. You see, as parents, we are already natural teachers. We have already taught our children so many things. We have taught our kids how to walk. We have taught our children how to eat with a spoon. We have taught our children primarily how to speak, right? Think about it. Who's the one that helped them to sound out words when they were first learning to speak? Who's the one that read the bedtime stories to them that helped them to understand how to speak? It was you. Who taught them to tie their shoes? Who taught them to button their clothes? Who taught them to make their bed, right? You have been a teacher from the moment your child was born. This is not that different. The concept, the idea of how to teach is the exact same thing that you have already been doing with your children from the very beginning. Does this make sense? Can you see what a different situation it's going to be for you if you just step back and go, I've got this. I've been doing this their entire life. I can do this. You can do this. You've got this. You're a parent. And when you're a parent, you're automatically a teacher. So are your shoulders a little bit more relaxed right now, right? Just really owning this and telling yourself this. Remember, my favorite saying, your brain is listening to everything that you are thinking in your mind. So be careful what you're telling it. So tell it, I've got this. I've got this. I've taught my kids so many things over the years. I've got this. And when you own this, when you really, truly believe this, tell yourself, this is the affirmation that you need to be telling yourself every morning, guys and gals, right? It's going to help you in everything that comes about throughout every day. It's going to help you to do my next point, which is staying in control. Stay in control. You are the adult. Do not let them control the situation. Now, I'm not saying that you're not going to take into consideration their feelings, whatever level of frustration they may be having with this specific topic that you are teaching them, whether it's math or English or history. And again, on future shows, I'm going to give you all kinds of just amazing, amazing tips on how to teach the different subjects in a very creative, out-of-the-box way outside of just that book that you're going to give them that's going to really, really take a lot of pressure off. But I want you in those moments, whenever there is a frustrating moment, go back to step one, and that is breathing and stay in control. You're the adult. So stay in control and don't let them overrun you. And if you feel that overwhelming tension rising up, take a break. I don't care if you've only been working on math for 5 minutes or you've only been working on English for 5 minutes. Who cares? Take a 2 or 3 minute break. Step away from the situation. Have them go get a drink of water. One of the biggest reasons why kids do not get hydrated enough. They do not move enough. These are all things that you're going to incorporate while you're schooling them at home. Right? But take a break, stay, which will help you to stay in control. The next point I want to tell you is explore your options. This is really, really important. Okay. Really, really important. Right now, you're going to be getting basic information from your local school district, whatever that is. And they have a plan, whatever that is. Going to be, here's what you do. Here's, you know, your kids are going to tie in on video every day with such and such a time and so on and so forth. And if that's what you want, so be it. Absolutely go for it. Lean into it 100%. However, understand that you have a lot of options out there. There are so many different ways to school at home. So many different resources for schooling at home. Now, it's going to vary from state to state what the legal requirements are. It's going to vary from country to country as to what you're allowed to do. Back when I was homeschooling, and like I said, my kids are late 20s, early 30s right now. So we're talking, you know, we're going back 25 years. At that particular time, there were states that were very restrictive. There were states that were very open. There were countries that I had a lot of followers when I was doing my the first book that I wrote was called Quickest Way to Insanity, Homeschool Your Kids, despite the sarcasm in the title, because it was definitely a sarcastic title. It was a brain-based book, neuroscience-based, all about how to teach your kids with their individual brains in mind and how to teach in a brain-friendly way. That is a resource that I'm offering just for shipping and handling right now. I will leave a link in the on the show page. You can get it for $6 if you want it. It's very, very, it's an easy read, quick read, great information in there. But at any rate, there were certain countries, I went all over the place, went into different countries and promoted the book and the different ways of teaching. And there were some countries that were a lot stricter than the United States, and there were some countries that were more liberal, you know, had more open ways of doing things. So it's going to vary from state to state and country to country, but explore your options. Look at them. The internet, as complicated as it is and as dangerous as it can be, it can also provide, it is such a great resource if you are schooling your kids at home, because you can get entire programs done completely digitally over the phone. In the United States, there's a program called K-12. If you don't like the way things are working out with your local school district, look into K-12. It is actually considered a public school that is done all online. This is in the United States. I'm not really sure what they might have in your countries over in the UK or Australia or South America. You might want to check into that, what they might have, if you can even do this type of a legally, do this type of a thing, depending on what the laws require in your particular country. But it's a great resource if you don't want to do, if you're not liking the way that your local school district is handling the current situation. They have a lot of support. All of the curriculum is paid. And because it is considered a public school system that is done online, it's not an extra expense to you. Everything is provided to you in the United States because guess what? You pay for that through your taxes. So it's a great resource. Now, there are also things called in the United States, again, may vary where you're at, called charter schools. And there are a lot of online charter schools. There are a lot of homeschool-based charter schools. Again, these charter schools are government-funded. They're paid for through your taxes, through your tax dollar. And so those particular options may be something. There's a lot of different ones. There's ones that are more focused on the arts, right? Because a lot of public school systems have dropped the arts. Well, there's some of those that are very, very much done to encourage the arts. If you have a child that's very much into that, or if you as a family are very much into that. And I am 100% for that type of a school system or school program, because it is so valuable for the brain. There are charter schools that are Montessori based. There are charter schools that are biblically based, or online schools that are biblically based. Different ones, depending on whether or not they're funded by the government, may be costly to you, but it may not be something that you are overly concerned about. It may be worth the financial investment to utilize one of these programs. So what I'm trying to say right here in this particular point is explore your options. Just stay open-minded about it. You don't have to feel like you have to do what the local public school system is telling you to do. There are lots of options out there. You can even, in some states, you can even become your own school itself. You can file with the superintendent of schools in your state as being, you know, for me, it could be Brain Lady School, right? And then it is, you just report basically directly to the state. So there's lots of different options out there. Take a look. If you want more options, I'm going to have my assistant, I came up with this morning, I'm going to have my assistant look at all of the different types of options that are out there and see if we can't do a blog based on that, what the different homeschooling options or schooling at home options are. Find that there's something that fits you a lot better than what is being offered right away. Okay, let's move on. Get a couple more points covered before I close up this particular Brain Lady Speaks edition. In terms of making it easier in your home environment, I want you to create a brain-friendly environment. We're going to go into that in detail in another program, but you're going to want to set up a school area. Now, I will tell you, and if you read in my book, I will tell you that you can school anywhere. I encourage outside, taking it outside. I encourage what we call experiential learning, which absolutely is not sitting at a desk, right? I talk about how if you've got a kinesthetic learner, you are going to want to do things that are very physical. So I want you, what I'm saying, this next point that I'm making isn't necessarily have a desk that's uncomfortable and you teach it just like you use it just like a school. Okay, here's your desk and here's your part of the table, and this is where you're going to sit all day long and do your school. I'm not saying that. I'm saying for your sanity, if you're anything like me as a mom, the way my home looks is very important to me. And having school papers all over the house. Now, there were some homeschool parents that when we would do co-op events, you know, and I would visit them, they'd have school papers in like every part of the house. That's not for me. If it's for you, it's fine. But if you're one of those that wants to have a little bit more organization, set up an area specifically where the curriculum is kept, where it is the beginning and the end of your school day, so to speak, so that it has some organization to it, right? So this is where I want you to keep all of your school supplies, so they're not all over the house and you're not worrying about additional mess. If you are also working at home, this is going to help you tremendously, because you don't want to necessarily walk out first thing in the morning and see stuff all over the place. It may be all over the place by the end of your school day, but that's part of the cleanup crew. You know, school's done. Okay, all the schoolwork goes back to the desk, or all the schoolwork goes back to this particular station. The same as you would have your kids pick up their toys when they're done, you know, done with with playing with a certain thing. You don't want for schooling at home to be so overwhelming for every member of the family that it is in every single space in your house. You may opt to do some schoolwork at the kitchen table. You may, when we would do our reading, we would sit in the comfortable spot in the living room, on the couches. Sometimes my kids were upside down on the couches because that's what helped them learn. So that's fine. That's good. But I don't want you to leave all the school books out on the couch. I don't want you to leave all the school books out on the table, all the papers out on the table. At the end of the school day, school is done. Put everything away in a specific spot. And I'm telling you this so that you as the parent, this is much more for you than it is for the kids. You as the parent are able to say, we're done. And you're not looking at it being overwhelmed in every space in your house. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you are going to want to have your sanctuary space. We're going to talk about that on a different show, Taking Care of Mom. I think that was the first DVD that I did, the first CD that I did back in the day, was Taking Care of Mom, right? How do you manage your emotions through all of this, and what are some tips? And again, future podcast. But I want to get through these last couple of tips, and we're getting close to that, or we're right at that 30 minutes. So let me just throw in two more, and then we'll wrap it up. The next point that I want you to say, or that I want you to understand, is have a schedule, right? You want a consistency type of a schedule. So you want a rough schedule, you know, from these, you know, this time of day to this time of day. These are when we're going to be doing the school, or when we're going to be doing teaching. You want that to be consistent. You want your kids to have a consistency in that. Monday through Friday, they're doing school. But be flexible. Be flexible. The brain likes flexibility. The brain likes creativity. If you are too stringent, beware of being too strict that at 8 o'clock on the dot, we're going to start our schoolwork. Stop it. Take a deep breath. Schoolwork at 8 o'clock? You can start your schoolwork at whatever time is going to be best for your kids. And I'm going to tell you right now, kids need their sleep. They need their sleep. You may want to have a schedule where they get up, they have breakfast, they make their bed, and then they start their school. That's fine. Have your schedule. But be flexible and don't be a Nazi about it, right? Don't be so overwhelmingly strict about it that it stresses you and them out. Remember, we don't want stress. We're trying to relieve the stress, because the more stressed you are, the more closed off your brain is, your prefrontal cortex isn't working, they're not learning, and it's just a difficult situation. And you're taking something that can really be a beautiful memory for you and your kids, and you're making it nothing but a battle zone. So have your schedule, but leave the flexibility in there. Be consistent so the kids know Monday through Friday, I still have to do schoolwork. Just because I'm at home doesn't mean I don't have to do my schoolwork. I still have to do my schoolwork Monday through Friday, right? That's your schedule. That's your consistent schedule. But allow the flexibility to fit their individual needs. If they need to sleep until 9, there is no rule on the books that says you can't start your school at 9. Allow them to sleep more. I think they should be doing something physical first thing in the morning. We had one of the things that we did is we raised livestock. We are blessed to live in a beautiful area of California, Northern California in the foothills, and we have a few acres here. The kids had chores they had to do every morning. They went out and they fed the animals. That's physical activity. When you do physical activity, you're oxygenating your brain. So when they come back in, they're not as antsy, for one thing. They've already gotten their brain engaged in a nice, healthy, happy way. And then they can sit down and do their schoolwork. See where we're going with this? Have your consistency, but be flexible. They can start their schoolwork, but have them do PE first. Have them do 10 minutes of gym first thing in the morning before they start their school. It's beneficial for their brain. Also, my next point, the last point that I'm going to share with you on this particular show, lots more on future shows, is be open-minded in the curriculum, in the methods that you are using for each child. Each child needs something a little different. The odds of you having two children that have the exact same learning style, have the exact same brain quadrant dominance, You'll learn all about this in future shows. If you want to learn faster, go back and listen to one of the other shows when I just talk about the brain personality connection, or go to yourbestmindllc.com and look at the frequently asked questions on that page. There's also a whole parenting page on there, right? So if you understand that each child is an individual. You cannot cookie cutter every child. This is one of the problems. Oops, here I'm getting on my little soapbox. This is one of the problems with the public school system, right? You cannot cookie cutter. You have to understand that each child has individual needs. So don't try to put them all, and you're most likely, if you have more than one child at home, they're obviously not going to be the same age unless they're twins. So their needs in the schooling atmosphere are going to be slightly different. So be open-minded. Read some blogs, right? Go to homeschool support sites. Listen to homeschooling blogs. Do different things that are going to help you to just manage each individual child better, because if you try to put them all in the same box, it's going to lead to frustration, and frustration is going to lead to, well, you know where that all leads to. All right, I am going to stop there because I have gone over a lot of points. Quick recap, breathe. Two, remember you are already a teacher. You've taught your kids since the beginning. Three, discuss the situation with the kids. Keep them informed, age appropriate. Stay in control, you're the adult here. Five, explore your options. What's going to work best for your family, right? Six, set up your area where at the end of the school day, all the schoolwork goes and your house becomes a home again. Right? Be flexible, consistent, yet flexible with your schedule, and open-minded about the methods for each kid. That is going to really make things so much better and help you to deal with this schooling at home situation so much better. All right, I am going to wrap it up right now, and I am going to tell you, stay connected with me. All right, stay connected with the Brain Lady Speaks. Go visit the Your Best Mind YouTube channel. I'm going to be redoing. There's some old videos. Oh, my goodness. They're so hilarious. I got to take those down. They're so hilarious. They're the first videos that I did about homeschooling. We're going back 20, you know, yeah, it was so, they're so bad. But I'll be doing a lot of new videos on different homeschooling tips, right? So check out that channel. Follow the YBM Homeschool Support page on Facebook. All of these things are going to be in the show page, on the show page for the Brain Lady Speaks Teaching at Home edition. All right. And stay in contact with me. If you have a question, you want to talk to me specifically about something to do with this topic, shoot me an email, info@yourbestmindonline.com, and we'll respond. All right. Until next week, everyone, just simply enjoy.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, every week, she is here to bring that change to you. Julie often tells people that their greatest asset is not their stock portfolio, not their real estate holdings, or even their retirement account. No, it's what you were naturally born with, your brain. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, the sky is never the limit. As a matter of fact, there is no limit. Be sure to tune in to The Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson next week and every week, 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. See you next time, everybody.